Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hour number three, Open Home Hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888 Rosie for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit the number one button. That'll bypass the message and put you right into the studio. Text can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. First broadcast of the Open Home Hour in the 2021 year. What projects do you have? I'm not a resolutions guy. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I don't plan anything around the new year, because if you've got to wait for the new year to start it, chances are you're not going to keep it anyway. If you need to do it, just do it.
Do it.
Just do the right thing, right?
Just do it. Why do you have to wait for a new year to start something new? Just do it. But if you've got something on your home to-do list for 2021, or you've got something that's bugging you and you need to make a goal to get it done, well, let us know. Let us help you get started. Let us help you finish maybe a project or answer a question, just like Mark, who is joining us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to talk about a kitchen sink. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. That's awesome. I have a project I'm doing in my kitchen. I have a two-basin stainless steel sink with a kind of cheapy plated faucet that came with the house, and I would like to replace it and put a single basin large sink with a nice upgraded faucet in. And I want to go from the stainless steel to some kind of black finish. My countertops, my backsplash, everything is black in the kitchen. And I want to continue with that theme. So I don't know anything about the black finishes on sinks. There's the granite, there's a black stainless steel, which all my appliances, little by little, as I replace them, I'm replacing with black stainless steel. So what can you tell me about kitchen sink finishes? And my sink takes a beating. So what's going to hold up? What's going to look bad after a few years? What should I steer clear of?
Well, you definitely, if it takes a beating, you definitely want the hardest surface you can find. And I think the only thing that you're really going to notice on the black versus a white sink, Arizona is very notorious for hard water. We have a lot of minerals in our water. A lot of that is just because a lot of our water comes from the Colorado River runoff. It travels a long way. It gets piped. It gets trenched. It gets elevated. It gets purified. And the cities and your water supplier aren't required to have any type of, they're filtering it off for health reasons. They're not worried about alkaline or calcium in the water. So your water treatment system at your home is what will do that. Because that white kitchen sink, the stainless steel kitchen sink as well, they're going to hide those water spots a lot better. You know, the reason you don't see a lot of black vehicles in Arizona is because of the dust. It shows up so quickly and they are a pain. I mean, you got to constantly be cleaning and wiping your vehicle. That's why you see so many yellow and so many white vehicles, is it hides that the dust so well. Well, the black sink is not going to hide a lot of the water. So every time you're done using the sink, you're going to have to take a towel and dry it if you don't want the water spots to show up.
Okay.
Have you visited any plumbing showroom to go look at it?
Well, I have a gift card for a large, big box, hardware store.
Okay.
And I was looking to buy from there because it's going to cost me significantly less with the gift card.
Okay.
So I have visited those types of places to look at sinks, but I haven't been to, let's say, like a mom and pop type of place.
Yeah, like a... And there are a lot of great plumbing supply houses throughout throughout Arizona, but you mentioned you've already got this gift card, so the big box stores, and I don't want to necessarily bash them because I don't know that there's necessarily anything bad, But what you'll find is manufacturers will have two different types of product, although they're exactly the same. The serial number at the end will have a different letter. Well, one's for the economy, for the big box store. The other one is for your Central Arizona supplies, your Ferguson. So,
Romy, is that you're talking specifically about the faucets? Do you think it's the same on the sinks, or you're thinking mostly like faucets?
Manufacturing in general, you're going to have your high end and you're going to have your low end on. It's why if you look at appliances, there's really only a few. I mean, Whirlpool's owned by Maytag, is owned by. Just the list goes on and on. It's all the same company. They're just different high-end products that they're selling on it. So, Kohler is a great American manufacturing company. They make a lot of great products. So they do sell in box stores. So I would look for, a good American brand like that. And like I said, that the denser the material, that harder it is going to be to scratch. And I would focus on that. There are plastic and fiberglass. I'm not there yet.
Mark, I have a question for you. Have you tried using a one sink situation in your kitchen?
No, I've only had a two. This is the first home I've ever lived in.
Yeah.
So this sink that we have now, the two basin sink, is what I've had for the 13 years I've been there.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Well, we have in our house, we have a two piece sink, but one side is very deep, bigger, deeper. Then I have a big crook neck faucet, and the handle pulls out. My daughter has a one hole sink, and I have a really hard time doing my dishes in there. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out the flow. But it really is, I don't know that you want to get rid of. And then you also have the disposal just on that one side. So just a thought, just kind of think through what I really like that one piece.
Okay, definitely. What we find is we do a lot of cooking in the house. I cook professionally, so I have a lot of larger pieces of cooking equipment that mimic what I use at work. So when I put two or three pots in the sink and the half basin and the two basin sink, it gets filled up instantaneously. So we're just looking for something that I can wash like a 16-inch saute pan in, something real large.
Without cutting the countertops and making a big project, because right next to your kitchen sink, you've got your washing machine, so you can't
dishwasher.
Go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your dishwasher.
Yeah.
You can't expand that way. And the other side, now you're taking up probably where you've got a lot of your stuff that you use right there at the sink. So going to a single basin. And as for the faucet, you had mentioned, I'm sure there are black faucets. I mean, you can go there, the amount of product that's available. But again, same thing. Look for good American products. And name Moen, they say buy it for looks, buy it for life. I was in a home that was built in the 60s recently, and they still had the original Moen faucets on in the house. So
and Rosie's mentioned Delta,
when you say buy
too.
It for life.
Yeah.
Rosie's
mentioned Delta on many occasions as well.
Yeah, I think, Mark, even with the certificate, I'd still take a swing by like Central Arizona Supply and just look, and then maybe you'll be able to discern when you go to the bigger box. You'll be able to see if you can see the difference.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your help.
When you get it done, let us know what time dinner's being served. Sounds like you're a professional. We'll come help you clean it up.
We're professional taste testers.
Let's see. From there, let's go to Dee Dee and see how we can help Dee Dee this Saturday morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Good morning and healthy new year to you all.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
I have a question. Is it commonplace here in Arizona to have broken tile on your floor continuously?
When you say continuously, have you had it replaced and it keeps breaking?
Yes.
And go ahead.
We purchased a new home with Richmond American Homes 3 years ago, and they've been good about coming out. I think we've had tile in the past 3 years replaced maybe 6 times. We wait for it to crack out pretty well before we bother to call, but I've got kind of a patchwork here in the home. Have different, darker grout where the tile's been replaced, have two lines now that have started, and I'm hoping that they're going to continue, you know, for the next 2 years to replace this cracked tile. But my question is this commonplace? And, you know, for the rest of eternity, are we going to be stuck maintaining this?
It's not commonplace, but I do have a couple questions for you, ma'am. Is it the grout coming loose? Is it tiles popping? Or are there cracks through the tile?
Yes, cracks, the third one.
Physically through the middle of the tile?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that, when you see tiles that crack, you know, in the grout line, that's not uncommon. That can happen. Not a big cause of concern, and usually a good sealer can disguise those cracks. If it's going through the physical tile, that means that the tile is glued very well to the concrete floor, so that's good. But if the tile itself is cracking, that means the foundation below is cracking, and the problem isn't really relating to your tile. It's the foundation below. It could have been the compaction at the time it was being poured. It could have been wet concrete. It could have been, you know, an area in the house that got compromised for however. So I would look to call a third-party foundation specialist and just come have them look at it, because it's splitting through the physical tile. It's a telltale sign. The problem's the foundation below, and if it is a new home, you want to make sure you get on top of that before any warranty work has gone out, because, you know, you obviously don't want this to be an out-of-pocket cost. You built the new home. You didn't build it to have these kind of repairs. So we've got two great foundation partners at RosieOnTheHouse.com. I'll make sure Carol gets you both those numbers during the break.